The Sunshine State gets less than 1% of its energy from the sun. Most of its energy comes from natural gas, which it gets from out of state. Stephen Smith of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says the price of solar is coming down and its use is growing in other southeastern states, but not in Florida.
Florida's Public Service Commission largely is only doing what the big utility companies want, which isn't to encourage solar, and we don't have leadership through the governor or the legislature, and therefore none of the tools that the other states have used to really grow the solar market have been available to Florida.
Buck Martinez of Florida Power and Light says economics, not state policy, is the issue. Martinez says FPL operates three solar plants statewide, but gets a fraction of its energy from solar.
Our job is to provide the most efficient, cost-reliable system. So if solar would meet that, we would be building a lot more solar. But the reality is that today, natural gas has been significantly more cost-effective and more reliable than solar, here, at least here in the state of Florida.
While Republican Governor Rick Scott's environmental platform has focused on springs and alternative water supply, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist says he wants to work with the legislature to grow solar in Florida. Stephen Smith says utilities will resist Crist's position on solar. He says utilities are among the most generous contributors to Florida political campaigns, and they do not want to lose control of the energy market. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.